Sapitsuliak, hello.
Hello, Ilis.
So let's start off with Inuit Language Month. Tell us why it was established.
Well, we got our Inuit Language Protection Act, and our Minister of Languages mandated that. He wanted to create public awareness and appreciation of the history, youth, status, importance, and diversity of Inuktitut in Nunavut, as well as to promote public access to information, tools, and other resources about Inuktitut. So every year we celebrate the Inuktitut language across the territory.
And why was traditional songs and chants chosen for this year's theme?
We come from a very rich oral history culture, and unfortunately, a lot of our oral history has not been recorded or documented, including traditional songs and chants. So that was the research work that we had to work on during the fall last year.
What are some of the activities that are going to be going on in the next weeks?
We're finishing up elder interviews that I did with elders from South Baffin, which is Kim Merut, used to be called Lake Harbor, a very small community, and then a larger community of Cape Dorset. And we also got the same project done in Pannuktu with working with two of their local elementary school teachers. So we interviewed the elders singing the traditional songs and chants, and they also explained the words that go for each song or chant. And we also learned that legends from our culture also have and include songs. Why we're also doing this is because we need to preserve our culture and language, and documenting it, researching it, and working with elders and community members is a great way to put stuff like songs and chants and record them on film. So we will have a DVD, we will also produce a CD and a USB, and include a songbook for this package. And these resources will be sent and shared with daycares across Nunavut, schools, both elementary, middle school, and high school, and the Nunavut Arctic College, and to anybody else that wants copies of these excellent resources when we do finish them. We also have traditional word of the day on our website, and that will be happening.
And for people that are outside of Nunavut that might be interested in, you know, seeing some of the materials or hearing the songs, are there any online resources where people outside of the territory can listen to it or learn more about it?
We will probably get them uploaded in our website, which is the Government of Nunavut. If you go to departments, you have to click on Culture and Heritage. And then there will be Khilaut, which is for the songwriting contest, which is another project. But there's a section called which is the language celebration project, and it would likely be there. We've had requests for our resources as soon as we've launched them, even from Southern Canada.
Wow.
Even from other Aboriginal or Indigenous programs that provide services to Inuit or other Indigenous cultures. It's a great way for us to preserve, promote, revitalize, and protect our language, our Indigenous language. It's a great opportunity to also reflect on my identity, my heritage, and to showcase that I am proud to be Inuk in the modern society. I have my language, I have my culture, and I want to share these wonderful resources, and I want other Inuit or Indigenous languages to understand the importance of documenting our oral history.
Well, Sapitsuliak, thank you so much for your time today.
Hoyannamik.